America was built more than 200 years ago when colonists rebelled against a king. The motivating force behind this revolution was the colonists' vision of forming a government led by citizens, in which the people had rights and a voice. Because of the way America was formed, the most important aspects of our government center around the people. Our right to vote, freedom of speech, and value of human rights are all central to our democracy and stem from having citizens as participants in government. The common thread that weaves through our history is just that: the citizens, the people, the American people, and the systems built to ensure liberty and justice for all are the greatest attribute of our democracy. As a country run by its citizens, a key element for America's function is citizen participation in government. Any American can run for political office so long as they meet certain requirements. Every 4 years, we have the opportunity for a bloodless revolution, a peaceful shift of power between political parties. This opportunity for change in leadership is due to the fact that American citizens have the right to vote. The significance of this is demonstrated as far back as the presidential election of 1800, when Thomas Jefferson, a Democratic Republican, defeated President John Adams, a Federalist, in the polls. This was the first time in American history, and indeed much of the world, that leadership changed hands between opposing parties in a civil manner. This was achieved not by war, but by citizens expressing their opinions in the polls. This is the power of democracy. Voting gives the people power and a voice, elements of democracy which have the ability to move nations. Another way citizens make their voices heard is through free speech and the press. The ability to speak openly about our opinions on the government is essential for a free society. Citizens have exercised this right time and time again, using the media to push back and share information. You can see this reflected in the newspapers and pamphlets that helped spark the American Revolution, such as Thomas Paine's Common Sense. It goes back to the Civil War, when photographer Matthew Brady took some of the first photos of Americans in battle, so that citizens not enlisted could see the realities of war. The power of the press carried up to the Vietnam War, when Daniel Ellsberg worked with the New York Times to publish the Pentagon Papers, holding the government accountable for the ways they misled the public. Throughout our history, freedom of the press has been an attribute of democracy that keeps the people informed and in power. The topic of human rights has also been ever-present in American history. Today, human rights are held as one of the most valued aspects of our society. The right to privacy, self-protection, education, basic necessities, trial by jury, and general autonomy are held to a very high standard. How best to provide these freedoms to citizens is still one of the most controversial issues today. But the fact that this controversy exists indicates how important these issues are to Americans. A very current example can be found in the fight over abortion. People on both sides of the issue genuinely believe they are protecting human rights, which is why it is such an emotionally charged and difficult topic. The freedom to speak openly about topics like abortion has led to social media campaigns and community education, working towards a society with protections for all. Americans care deeply about our rights, and we are fortunate that our democracy allows for citizens to communicate about what we believe is right, working towards a better future. The American people are a force to be reckoned with. The citizens are our nation's backbone and the greatest attribute of our democracy. Who we are as a people, those willing to speak out in support of human rights, people who exchange ideas in an exercise of free speech, and citizens who help keep the balance of power in check simply by casting their vote. This is what makes up America. As long as we have citizens with passion for our country, who will fight for our ideals, security, and future, and who, over and over, choose what is right instead of what is easy, America will continue to thrive together.